This is Travel with Rick Steves. We're talking with former ambassador to Switzerland and Liechtenstein, Susie Levine. Susie, I would imagine now that you know, when people say, what do? I was the ambassador to Switzerland. People say, well, that must have been interesting. What's an example of how it was interesting?
There's so many examples of how it was interesting. I would say one of the peak moments of my time there was enlisting the Swiss to invest in helping demine, take the mining, not mining as in ore, but mines as in landmines, out of some of the areas regained in Syria. They're neutral and wouldn't participate in a coalition against ISIS, but we can engage them to invest in helping the citizens of Syria return to areas that had been regained by the coalition forces, and that way help individuals on the ground in Syria in a way that a neutral country could do so.
So now that, it just occurred to me, you could have been the ambassador of Iceland or Costa Rica or Denmark or something, but to be an ambassador of a famously neutral country gives you special importance because a neutral country provides an otherwise inaccessible avenue to countries we don't communicate well with.
It's very true. I mean, the neutrality that Switzerland has allows conversations that we can't have directly in the United States.
And you would be instrumental in facilitating that.
In many cases. And also my embassy. So, for example, when they're a protecting power with Iran, when the Iranians would come to the UN General Assembly in September, all of their visa processing went through our embassy in partnership with the Swiss embassy in Tehran. And so things like that. Or when the Cuba relations opened up during the Obama administration, we had an event at our residence the first time in decades where we had the Cuba ambassador to Switzerland along with the Canadian ambassador to Switzerland and us come together
oh, that is so
to watch
cool.
the proceedings and drink a toast to the opening up of that relationship.